So I'm going to title this video, "Everything About This Channel Is Fake." This is a fake channel, and everything about it has been fake. But it's not the way you think. It's not what you think it is. That title is not what you think it is. See, here's the thing. I might have to do this twice. I'm not sure if I'll upload this part. This might just be the preliminary, because this is off-topic stuff I don't really talk about that much. I do talk about it, but not in this context. So, if you study any deep, like, guru stuff, you'll see that there's one guy, he said, if your consciousness is a golf ball-sized consciousness, and somebody's talking to you with a universal consciousness, then the golf ball-sized consciousness can't understand the universal consciousness. And the universal consciousness is the 5D experience. And so you might say, well, what is that? Well, you see patterns. You see the fractal hologram. You see the archetypes. You see the same patterns playing out everywhere all the time. And you had to go to the Bible to do it. And you had to use the Bible to get your mind reconfigured. And then when you study not only the Word, the Bible, but the words themselves, and you unfold the words, you start to see Source. So everything is off-river from Source. Everything derives. D-river is derive. Off-river is D-E, off-river. So when you hit Source code, and you're thinking in agape love, the yin and the yang, the flesh versus the spirit, the sine wave, the cross, ST being the setting the standard, and everything around you is steady state, because your mind thinks steady state. You, even though the chaos right in front of you, let's say there's Jerry Springer going on right in front of you, you know it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with somebody with a golf ball size consciousness. And so they don't understand you, because you're walking in the spirit, you're walking in another realm, another way of thinking. You're taking up your cross, you're walking by faith, not by sight. And so you're functioning down here in the 3D, but you're not here. You're seated in the heavenlies. So if somebody's watching this with a golf ball size consciousness, or a tennis ball size consciousness, or a soccer ball size consciousness, or whatever size consciousness that's not a universal consciousness, then they see this channel as fake, because they can't hear you. They think you're lying. They think you're full of shite. But next year, when they come back and watch the same video, they learn something else. I'll give you an example. If you go watch Zev Daniel's old audio recordings, if they're still up there, you can listen to his recording like 4 or 5 times and you learn something every time. I had to quit listening because I don't like the cursing. I don't want to put curse words in my ear. But if you listen to it 2 or 3 times, you say, wow, that man does have a gift. He can think multidimensional. So some of us are speaking in multidimensional. We speak in the natural. We speak in the spiritual. We speak in the allegorical. We speak in the metaphorical. We speak in the decode. We speak in, what's some more of them? I said literal. I said natural. We speak in the literal, but we also speak in the spiritual. Everything is literal, but it's also spiritual. And so a lot of people say, is everything literal or spiritual? Both. See, here's the problem with people. They don't realize it can be both at the same time, because they have a golf ball size consciousness. So when I look at that car in front of me, is that natural? Yeah. Is it physical? Yeah. Is it also spiritual? Yes. So how do you see the spiritual in the natural? You have to be spiritual. You have to raise your consciousness up. But you can't do it. Only God can do it. And He will, if you ask Him, He'll do it. But, you know, a lot of people work hard to get that gift. You know, they work hard. But sometimes God just gives you the gift and it's all of a sudden like, boom. But then you do still have to do the work to try, because you have to get by yourself. You know, I isolated myself for 13 years. And so then you take it to the next level. Not only is the channel fake, because you can only see what, you can only understand what you can understand. If it's universal code, source code knowledge, then you can only see where you're at on the path. The path is back to source. The reason you're here is a path. Jesus is the way, right? And so that's the path. And until you hit source code, you're still caught up in the natural. The natural mind receiveth not the things of the Spirit. And so you're caught up in the natural mind. And if you're straddling the fence and you're a carnal Christian, you're still caught up in the world, the flesh, probably. And you can't hear us. Because what happens is when you hit source code, you realize it's all Jesus. It's nothing to do with us. And all you can do is take up your cross and let Him teach you directly. Have you noticed people, you go to church and people sitting on the church pew for 20 years and you talk to them about something deep, and even the pastor, you try to talk to the pastor about something deep, metaphorical, allegorical, spiritual, and he can't hear you. I remember the first church I went to, I said, you know, the gospel is being preached right there in Genesis chapter 1. The Spirit of God vibrated over the earth. I said, that's the gospel right there. You must be born again. The seed of the Word of God into your heart and give you a new birth. It vibrates. The Word of God is frequency, right? When you speak words, they come out in frequencies. And so somebody who hits source code and dwells in that understanding, and the way I got to source code is using the etymology. People go different ways, but I got there by etymology, because as I unfolded the words, I saw the source code truth, cut, turn, union, and flow. And so everything is cut, turn, union, and flow. No matter what you look at, where you're at, what city you're in, what state you're in, it's the same truth, what country you're in. And so you realize, no matter where you're at, there has to be communication. In order for a marriage to be good, there has to be communication. In order for a job to prosper, people have to sacrifice. There has to be sacrifice in this earth. Because the pattern was set, the lamb slain before the foundation world. So when you start to think in the source code, which goes back to the cross, and somebody mentioned to me yesterday, she's talked about Colossians. And I said, praise God, I agree with her. I wish I could have talked to her on the phone longer, but I wish I'd have pulled up chapters 1 and 2. But Colossians 1 and 2 tell you that it's all held together by Jesus. And we're not, there's no self, we're in Christ. And the only reason the self exists is because you're in the flesh mind. Spell it backwards and you'll see self. You're in the flesh mind and you're not really separated from God, but your heart is. You're disconnected because your heart ain't right. But God holds it all. It rains on the just and the unjust. God holds it together. Even the unsaved, He's holding you. Even if you reject God, He's still holding you together by His Word, His Spirit, and everything. I wondered what this lady was doing. I don't know what she's doing. I wish she would move so I could pull in her space. I thought I had my camera on. But this channel is fake because you can't understand source code yet. When somebody's speaking in source code, unless you're born again, you think we're faking. You think we're joking. You think it's all fake. And so take it a little bit further. If you meet somebody face to face and they're in source code, you see a 3D creature. But you don't see their thoughts. And you don't see their spirit. And so, but when they talk, when they open up their mouth, they're speaking in a 5D mindset, but you think it's foolishness. But you don't see them. You see their image, but you don't really see the real them until they open up their mouth, until you work around them, until you see their dedication and loyalty and truthfulness and willing to sacrifice, you know, willing to lose. Just to, look, if you're not willing to stand in the truth, even if it hurts, you're still in Jerry Springer. Let me say it again. If you're not willing to stand on the truth, even if you suffer loss, you're still a Jerry Springer person. Let me say it one more time. If you're not willing to stand in the truth, even if you suffer loss, then you're still in the natural mind. You're still in self. You're putting self above the truth. And I know you don't like it, but it's the fact, Jack. And so this channel is fake, this video is fake, until you get hit source code, or until you raise your consciousness up. By the grace of God, He raises your consciousness up, and you can hear what's being said. It's gonna sound fake to you. Not that I'm fake, but I'm hitting you with some truth on these videos that you'll never hear in church or anywhere else, because people don't take the time to meditate and cut the noise off and cut the low frequency people out of their life, and you know, cut the music off. I promise if you cut the music off for 7 years, you'll be a different person in 7 years. Your own family won't even recognize you. You won't even be recognizable to your neighbors or anybody. Your spouse won't even know who you are. I had a preacher one time that he was on the Yahoo chat, and he was talking, and I was listening to him. I had him on the computer listening to him, and he was saying to everybody, after he got born again, his dad didn't know who he was. He says, I don't even know who you are anymore. And that's my point. When you renew your mind, when you have somebody teaching you and leading you to deeper truth, and you have them speaking from source code, and you really get serious about changing your mind and learning, and you can learn from everybody. Source code's everywhere in front of you all the time. You can learn from children if you want the source. And so when somebody's giving you source code and you're really digesting it and taking it to the nth degree, then what's going to happen is you're going to become a new creature, and people around you won't even know who you are. They're going to think you're crazy. So when you have somebody speaking from source code, the born-again experience, renewed their mind, studied the word, rightly divided the word, sound doctrine, sound truth, and they're speaking, because you are still in the low vibration, you think it's fake. You can't hear it. You think they're fake. You think they're lying. You think they're playing. So to you, it's not real. But to somebody who's on the same frequency, it's real. So if you're at a higher frequency, you can hear it. But if you're at a lower frequency, you think it's foolishness. You think it's fake. You think the whole thing's fake. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I'm just telling you the truth. I'm in the grocery store, so I'm having to put it on pause. But so when you walk, so here's the thing. I had a coworker. She went to college for, forget what it's called, but it starts with a C. But she said, we learned code shifting. Whoever we are with, we learned the code shift. I said, what does that mean? She said, we speak their language, you know. We figure out the way they are, and we speak that. We speak their language. And I thought, okay, yeah, so that's kind of what I do. And so what happens is, when you meet somebody in the 3D, you're kind of judging where they're coming from, what their background is, because you've met so many people and you've talked to so many people. Especially if you had 10,000 subscribers and you've done 6,000 rides, you've had 120 jobs, you've met all kinds of people. Rich, poor, different races, different beliefs, different religions, young, old, male, female. You've talked to so many people, you've learned the common patterns that everybody walk in. Now, there's always an exception to every rule, but for the most part, everybody's under certain programs from their culture. And those programs are running in the background. And so you have to code shift just for them to be able to hear what you're saying. And so you also give examples. You also give examples that they can understand. Now, people are smarter than you think, you know. A lot of times you think somebody doesn't know what you're saying, but they do, and they just, they're doing the same thing. They're just, they're shape-shifting just like you are. And you might say, what does that mean? Well, Apostle Paul said, I become all things to all men that I might win as many as possible, that I might win people, win souls. You become all things to all men that you might win some. So wherever you're at, you shape-shift to their understanding. And if you hit source code, it's easy to do because you can drop back down to 3D and know the program of the culture, and you know what program they're running on, because if it's not source code, it's a program. And so as you hit source code, you break all the programs, you break the matrix. And that's why they want to shut you down, because they think you're fake, they think the channel's fake, and they think everything you say is fake, because they're just not at that level of understanding yet. It's kind of like you go to the doctor, and he says, do this regimen for 7 days. And you say, why? I don't want to do that. And you don't do it, and what happens? You don't understand how it works, and you don't want to do it, and, you know, you suffer. But if you just do what the doctor says, you'll get healed. Because the doctor has studied it all those years. And so he has knowledge you don't have. And you walk in and you're thinking he's fake or something. But when you take the medicine that he told you to take, you get healed. Long story short, source code medicine to a person who's not hit source code yet, thinks this channel's fake, think the videos are fake, but I promise you, it's your golf ball size consciousness that is the problem. And I'm hoping that some people will wake up and it will push them to try to prove me wrong, try to prove it. You know, the more you fight against source, which is Jesus, Jesus is source, before you kick against the prick, the more it hurts and the more it breaks you down, and the chance of you getting saved and getting right and getting born again, the chance of you getting healthy, because source code is healthy. Healthy goes back to holy and complete and solid. And so the more healthy you get as you approach source, other people around you will have to drop off. And a lot of people, they don't want to approach source code because they don't want to lose those people. But it's either God or those people. If you don't put God first, you'll never walk the path except to a certain level. And that level will be still in the 3D, the natural mind. If you don't force yourself to walk the path and be willing to give up everything and take up your cross, you'll never hit source code. And that's the problem that holds people back. They're not willing to give everything up to walk the path to the finish line, you know. And it's about renewing the mind and becoming a new creature.